We know we live in the best place on earth. This is the best way to wake up. Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast.
The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Well, howdy doody, folks, and good morning. We've made it to another Friday, you and I, hey? And I think it's going to be an interesting one weather-wise. Severe weather warning from the Bureau for damaging winds and heavy rains for today. At the moment, it is clear. Sunrise officially 5:37. We'll get up to 27 for today. Now, major news stories of the day. Well, the search for the two missing campers in Victoria continues today as police question a 55-year-old pilot. The story is stranger than any Stephen King novel. Locally, as I mentioned, warnings from the Bureau about heavy rainfall. Look out. Also, the New South Wales Beach Volleyball Tour arrives in Port Macquarie today. That winds up on Sunday. There's going to be great action at Town Beach. And after a couple of false starts because of COVID, tomorrow sees the Rainbow Gold Enduro at Bonnie Hills. We caught up with Ian Latham yesterday and got all the details. That's going to be a terrific event tomorrow. On the show today, wow, I don't know how we're going to get all this in. We better start shortly, I can tell you. Coming up after six, Bluey with all today's fishing news. Also, the TAB and the Bottle-O Best Bet. In Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss. News where our great local musos are playing over the weekend. Also, news on Eric Clapton's acoustic guitar. His 1968 Martin that he used on his first stage appearance with Derek and the Dominoes has just sold. You won't believe what it's gone for. And yes, we'll talk about Love Island. The Summer Steel code word. We're getting closer to summer. Yes. Today I will release the code word after seven. Remember it. I'll take the first four callers through later on in the show to hop in the draw on the first day of summer to win the new surfboard. Also, the Easy Burn fire pit and a whole host of summer goodies, including a blow-up sloth, thanks to Bennett Steel. After seven also, our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. John Michael with all the Hollywood goss. He's got news on the Bond movie. In What's Trending, I got a story you're not going to believe. I couldn't make this stuff up about a cactus singing about cocaine and other things. Oh, my goodness. And it was sold as an educational toy, a singing cactus. I couldn't make it up. Also coming up, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of... Who have we got birthdaying today? Oh, yes, that's right. We have... Tom Carroll, Julie McGregor and Dave Hughes, all born on this day. Also, I'm going to catch up with our good mate, Donnie Davidson. Now, the Fire Museum opens tomorrow. Yeah, the Fire Museum. It's been a long time coming. I'll talk to Donnie about what we can expect to see tomorrow at the new museum. Geez, that's a lot to get through. 133353, the number you can email, midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. You can also download the free listener app and take us anywhere you like. It is 5:04.
The Mid North Coast. Triple M. The Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid North Coast.
First up today at our Strawny League sponsors, the Southwest Rocks Country Club this afternoon. You can come on down for the collective bids for the staff to shave their mows. See Robbie, Kerry, Dave, Brad and Nathan and so many more shine in the spotlight at 4 p.m. for the Movember fundraiser. Good on you guys. Also tonight, there's a big fundraiser on for the Gun Mums, the Port Macquarie Surf Club's Gun Surf Boat female crew. It's on at the Settlers Inn. It's a ticketed event, a two-course meal and a drink on arrival, $50 per person. You'll have a great night helping out the girls. In swimming, the Coffs Harbour Club meet tonight at 5:30. The Breast Green New South Wales bus is at the Biripi Aboriginal Medical Service in Mudford Street, Taree, 13:20:50 to book. A reminder about the Nambucca Heads Library, while it's being upgraded, there's the temporary library at the Nambucca Valley Arts Centre. And while we're on the Nambucca, tomorrow sees the Breast Cancer High Tea fundraiser at the Maxwell X Servos from 2 o'clock. Also, a reminder, the Port Macquarie Surfing Museum in Horton Street will draw the winner of the Wayne Lynch surfboard raffle at midday tomorrow. Actually, they'll ask me to do that. I'll be there at midday tomorrow. The huge Black Friday sale is on now at Bingley. These deals won't last. See bingley.com.au for details.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
There is the great man Bluey Waters looking over his shoulder and checking his iPad to see if the bad weather is coming at him. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny.
I reckon you'd be a good weather man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're so old, the kids today wouldn't remember, but remember when the bloke could do the weather right at the end of the news, and he used to have a pointing stick, remember, Bluey?
That's correct, you did, too.
You just go with the pointing stick, Alan Wilkie. And look, you know what it looked like? I reckon it put fear into every child, because you think, oh, here comes that bloke with a cane.
That's it.
That's how old Bluey and I are. We remember the weatherman with his pointing stick. But anyway, we won't talk about that till it happens. A lot of warnings out today, Bluey. I know you've been, you know, hoping that this dirty water would bring the dewies on. Did anything happen yesterday? What about Brim? Any of those?
We're doing a little bit tough. We've seen a couple of jewfish come in, one over 20 kilos and another one about 7 or 8 kilos, but that's all I've seen so far. We haven't been so prominent. Brim, probably around about the 35-centimetre mark, a couple of red nuts to 40, but no big ones. Blackfish, not to be seen. Flathead, not to be seen. Whiting, not to be seen. Yeah, it's just one of those sort of weeks where, you know, we just haven't had the bloody conditions in our favour to score a good fish.
Yeah, okay. What about today? Bottom of the tide shortly. Strong wind warning, storm warnings.
Yeah, we can't do much. We just take advantage of the bottom of the tide, a bit of rising tide. I was going to try and get up, go and chase a flathead today, but I reckon that water temperature will drop again with those northerlies. So we're back out the estuary and we'll try for a brim on mullet strips. Not many options today.
Fair enough. Okie dokie. Now, I know my dad, my late father, always used to say, in the wet weather, you can throw the form guide out the window. The Bluey Waters TAB best bet.
Yeah, we're off to Rosehill Gardens tomorrow afternoon. Race 9, horse 12, jump the broom at 6-1.
Jump the broom at 6-1. I like the sound of that, Bluey. Okie dokie. Now, that salutes
the Bluey Waters Bottle-O best bet.
Yeah, one of our favourites, the IGA liquor we're off to. Tui's extra dry stubbies at $44 a cut.
$44 a cut? What's that a grog, Bluey?
It's $1.83 a grog, but if you got the return and earn price, it's $41.60. Thank you very much.
Ah, yes, I do love the sound of that. That is just sensational. All right, have a great day, and to all the fishos out there, please remember, safety first, safety first, safety first. You've got to be careful. Good on you, Bluey. You have a great weekend.
Cheers.
Now. Triple M rocks cricket. And this summer, the rivalry between Australia and England is set to explode. Hey! January 5 to 9, the SCG. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek. The Vodafone Ashes. It just means more.
Yeah, Triple M welcomes back the summer of cricket, and you could be at the Vodafone Pink Test at the SCG with three of your mates. To get on the standby list, you download the listener app and search Triple M Cricket, just like Andy Fisher of Port Macquarie has done. Now, Andy Fisher of Port Macquarie, you've got 30 minutes to call me on 133353 to claim your spot on our standby list. You and three of your besties, Andy, could be off to Sydney for the first 3 days of the Vodafone Pink Test at the SCG, along with flights and five nights accommodation. Wow! All right. I'm after Andy Fisher of Port Macquarie to call me 133353. If you know him, send him a text or call him. He's got 30 minutes to call me. Hear every ball of the Vodafone Ashes series on Listener here on the M's. We're playing the Coast's greatest hits. Andy Fisher. Come on, Andy, give us a call. Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie, and the summer code word after 7 for Bennett Steele. Also our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. Daryl Braithwaite with an anthem for summer, One Summer. Yes, 7-7.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, in the Telegraph today, their lead story is Chinese spy ship caught off Australian coast, a sophisticated Chinese spy ship with 3 weeks collecting sensitive electronic intelligence. intelligence off the coast of Australia, passing some of the nation's most critical military installations, writes the Telly. In the Herald, support for stronger 2030 emissions targets slips. Australians have softened their support for more ambitious targets to cut greenhouse emissions over the next decade after a United Nations summit where the world leaders disagreed on a global deal to tackle climate change. In the Australian, their lead story today, PM sends troops and police to Solomon's riots. Scott Morrison announced the deployment of 73 Australian Federal Police and 43 ADF personnel following a request from the Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands. And those are the main news stories in our nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. They're going to be busy tonight because it is the Set for Life draw tonight at 9:55, draw number 2304. $20,000 a month for 20 years. We'd like some of that.
Strawny Leaks, thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Live local music on the Mid-North Coast tonight and across the weekend. Well, tonight at Port City, you can catch Hudson Rose, and tomorrow, it is the legendary Reggie D and the Blueses. Sunday at Nambucca RSL, it's the Golden Days of Bandstand with Eddie Daniels and Susie Lear. It's a gold coin donation that goes to the McGrath Foundation. At the Tap at Panthers tonight, it's Reuben Carr, and tomorrow night, Isabel Livingston and the Georgie Gabe duo. And tomorrow night at Club North Haven, probably the pick of the week, with the Eagles show rocking down the highway, 6:30 till 9:30. Tickets available through stickytickets.com. To Madonna, and even fans are cringing now, saying this is getting embarrassing as the singer, who's 63, frees her nipple and spreads her legs in an explicit new bedroom shoot for her Instagram account. Eric Clapton's 1968 Martin acoustic guitar from his stage debut with Derek and the Dominoes has sold for $628,000. And after 6 weeks in the Love Island Australia villa, AFL star Mitch Hibbard and Tina were crowned the winners of the 2021 series during the epic finale.
It's Tina and Mitch.
Martin, Hastings Marine.
Triple M's ready for the Ashes this summer. Download the Listener app to hear every ball live.
Your local flooring, carpets and rugs superstore.
Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hello, Sheree Coleman here with your local briefing. We're going to get an update from police this morning about their search for William Tyrrell here on the Mid-North Coast. Nearly 2 weeks ago, a renewed mission was launched to find the remains of the toddler who vanished from his foster grandmother's home 7 years ago. Officers and other specialists have been intensively looking around the property, as well as nearby bushland and dams. There'll be no reprieve from the wet weather today, with widespread falls on the forecast yet again. We could see up to 30 mils in some parts of the Mid-North Coast, with the chance of a storm as well. The Weather Bureau's Agata Emilska says it's part of another system moving across the state.
Now, with that, we've got a risk of intense rainfall that can produce flash flooding. Damaging winds also a concern. But with that severe thunderstorm risk, hail is yet another concern for the state.
Off the back of releasing some concerning water testing results for November, Revive Lake Cat-Eye have reported a fish kill. Making the official report to the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries yesterday, the group is continuing to advise the community against swimming or eating any marine life from Lake Cat-Eye or Lake Innes. They're also continuing their calls for the lagoon to be opened and for warning signs to be placed around the lakes. Taking a look at sport, the wait's almost over for Port Macquarie surfer Matt Banting in his quest to get back on the world tour. The final Challenger Series event starts this weekend in Hawaii. If he reaches the finals, he's a serious chance of re-qualifying for the circuit. Surf commentator Tessa McKenna says he'll certainly have his work cut out for him.
I think that mathematically it's still possible for Matt to make the cut, but he's going to, he'd be hoping for some bad results for all the guys between him and the cutoff point. So that's about 10 surfers. So, Matt's an incredible surfer. He deserves to be on the championship tour. He's definitely one of the world's best surfers. So fingers crossed for Matty.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with the National News Briefing.
Investigations continue to find the bodies of Russell Hill and Carol Clay almost 2 years on from their disappearance. 55-year-old Gregory Lynn has been charged with the murder of the pair, facing court today. Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Bob Hill says an area of interest has been identified.
Detectives identified a crime scene within the Great Alpine area, and forensic specialists will commence searching at that location over the coming days. Police are hopeful that we will be able to locate the deceased and provide closure.
A group of more than 20 Australian federal police are now in the Solomon Islands after peaceful protests turned violent. The first group of AFP were deployed yesterday afternoon, with another 50 to leave today, while more than 40 Defence Force personnel have left from Townsville. The civil unrest is in response to the Pacific nation's strengthening ties with China, with protesters torching Chinese-owned shops. We're all set to get a letter in the mail reminding us to get our booster shots. The federal government is sending out reminders to every Australian household from today for us to book one in 6 months after our second dose. More than 1.5 million are due for the third shot by Christmas, mainly frontline workers and high-risk groups. And new relationship research has found those as young as 35 are writing themselves out of the dating scene, believing they're already too old to find a partner.
Get personalised hair loss treatment in 5 minutes delivered to your door. Clinically proven treatment for men and women. One pill taken daily. TheHairyPill.com.au.
Mitch Marsh may have missed out on Ash's selection, but he's still having a good time in quarantine with the Aussie squad on the Gold Coast. Nathan Lyon revealing the all-rounder is quick to remind his teammates about his match-winning performance in the T20 World Cup final.
Probably the best thing about quarantine up here is that Mitch Marsh is actually keep walking around with his medal around his neck and just wants to be called the Norm Smith. It's pretty different.
While England has been forced to abandon an intra-squad match due to persistent rain in Brisbane.
Triple M's beach and surf conditions, thanks to Longboard Landscaping. Unique designs to create your ideal backyard getaway.
The nor'easter blew overnight's creating little bumpy surf around that waist high mark. So head those protected northern corners. They have the best bed of a wave. If you're really deciding whether to surf today or tomorrow, wait till tomorrow. Got a good nor'easter swell and southwest wind. However, today we have a nice water temperature, waist-high waves, and a high tide around midday. So get out there, make the most of it. Catch you in the surf.
3600.
Triple M Summer Steel, brought to you by Bennett Steel. When you're thinking steel, think Bennett Steel. Yeah, time to issue our code word for the day today, and it is long neck. All right? Summer Steel code word is long neck. Someone next week on the first day of summer is going to walk away with a magnificent new 8-foot heritage surfboard. They also get the Easy Burn Fire Pit from Bennett Steel and the Summer Essentials Kit, which includes the towel, the umbrella, the sunscreen, the Triple M cooler bag, and the blow-up sloth. Just repeating, the Summer Steel code word for today is long neck. This is Triple M. We're playing the coast's greatest hits. Coming up, we'll look at our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend.
Johnny's top three things to do this weekend.
The annual Coastal Walk Against Domestic and Family Violence returns this year, with community members invited to wear white and walk any part of the coastal walk from Lighthouse Beach to Westport Park on Sunday. Now, you can help raise awareness about domestic violence by wearing a white shirt and sharing a selfie on social media using the hashtag CoastalWalkAgainstDFV and LibertyCoastalWalk and Walking in White. I caught up with organiser Kelly Lamb earlier on in the week, and it's vitally important we get this message out there.
We've also organised a quiz this year because we're doing this in a COVID-safe way and we're not going to be out there in groups. We're encouraging people to download the quiz and answer some questions around domestic and family violence, and there might be some surprises around some of the stats that you find as you're going through this quiz. We're going to put signposts around Town Beach and Westport Park on Sunday.
The Hastings Old Holden's Car Club of New South Wales are hosting the Hastings Holden Pride family event at the Wauchope Showground. That's coming up on Sunday, 9 till 2. I spoke with Greg Elliott. It looks like it's going to be a terrific day.
We're going to put them in the ring, and someone said, you could be looking at about 200-300 cars. We're raising money through the gate for the Brain Rehabilitation Centre in Port Macquarie Hospital. It's going to be a gold coin donation when the public come in to have a look.
And Saturday sees the Rainbow Gold Enduro at Rainbow Beach in Bonnie Hills. In surf life saving, it's sort of like our version of the Coolangatta Gold, if you know what I mean. Wow, it's going to be a huge day. Ian Latham with more.
10.5 ski run, a 2 kilometre swim, and a 3K board with a 5.5 run up the beach, which is a massive effort for these competitors.
I'm the free computer online generated voice for Strongest Breaky Show on Triple M.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Gee, I love these stories that just land in my lap. This morning while I was prepping for the show, this story popped up. A Brampton, Ontario grandmother who bought what she thought was an educational toy cactus has been shocked when it started swearing and singing about doing cocaine in Polish. The cactus was sold on Walmart's website as, quote, an educational toy for about $26, and it sings songs in English, in Spanish, and in Polish. Now, the problem with this singing coke cactus is it's supposed to be an educational toy because it sings to children in multiple languages. When it was released this summer by a Chinese manufacturer called Eomon, it was marketed as such. But as this lady explains, well, it's not really educational.
When I started listening to the song and I heard the words, I was in shock. I didn't know, like, what is this? Some kind of joke? It's about taking 5 grams of cocaine and being alone. Something about he doesn't care, he lost the house already, there's nothing to live for. Very depressing song. So is swearing words and talking about cocaine. This is not what I ordered for Jesley.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Triple M and the Locals Guide to the Mid-North Coast today. Coming up, a couple of really good fundraisers on today. That is the Black Keys from El Camino and the Lonely Boy at 20 to 8.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
Yeah, here he is, John Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Holiday Coast.
Now, the Bond movie. I still haven't seen it yet, and apparently it is. Everybody that I talk to says it's so good. How's it doing in the box office?
Well, it's taken $750 million, right? But it's still losing money because they said to break even to get their money back, it will have to take over $1 billion US. Now, the reason being, of course, it was made, a couple of years ago. It has been on the shelves waiting for the bug to subside to get people back into cinemas. And they had to pay interest on the money that they... You know, because all films, they borrow money from banks or whatever to make movies. And so there's a huge interest bill to pay. The cost of publicity and marketing a couple of times because they thought they were going to release it earlier, went into marketing mode and then couldn't release it. So they had to do that all again. So to break even and start making a profit, they will have to take over $1 billion US. So far, they're $250 million short.
Wow. But hopefully, with the holidays coming in, that people will get
people
on board.
People will go back. But yeah. I can understand why. I must say, I saw it. I'm a bit mixed. I have mixed feelings about it.
Okay.
I thought it was too long. I wasn't mad on the villain. And I think probably Daniel Craig is a good time for him to retire the role.
Okay, well, there you go. I can't wait to see it. I'll be looking forward to doing that over the next couple of
weeks. Well, if you like cars, there's some great cars in it.
Oh, there's always a great car chase. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think it's probably getting towards the end of its... the Bond films are getting towards the end of their run. You know, I think they want to come up with new concepts. Some of the older ones, particularly I think the Pierce Brosnan movies, were really great. I mean, the Sean Connery and Roger Moore movies were rather light on as far as things go. I mean, technically, because there weren't the technical things around in those days. But I love Pierce and his films, but I think they're sort of running out of steam. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, you're
someone who's seen them all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You've seen them all. Now, also, Kevin Spacey, he's lost a big case?
Well, yes, because of House of Cards. He was dropped from the role because he was too touchy-feely with people. It is a lesson to keep your hands to yourself, because Kevin was lost the role in the House of Cards, a very successful series, and with him departing, it cost the production company millions and millions of dollars. So they sued Kevin Spacey, and the judge awarded the production company $44 million, which Kevin is supposed to cough up to pay for the losses on House of Cards. Well, I think they'll be whistling in Dixie, because all he has to do is declare himself bankrupt and that's it. But he was going to make a comeback film, but apparently some of the cast members in the movie have dropped out and said they don't want to work with him. So his comeback will not happen or may be delayed. But $44 million judgment against him for his wandering hands in when he was filming House of Cards.
John Michael, was it Hugh Jackman or Guy Pearce that actually spoke about that donkeys years ago, and then his Kevin Spacey's entourage found out about it and they had to issue an apology? But years later, he was exactly right. I think it may have been Hugh Jackman.
It was Hugh Jackman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway,
yeah.
We will watch it.
I mean, it's a wonderful actor. It's a very sad thing, actually, because he was given, just judging him on forgetting about what he does, you know, with his wandering hands. But as an actor, he was superb. Mm. But I remember hearing in Hollywood years ago, he was a very strange person. Mm. Very, very.
Well put. All right, mate. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you same time next week.
And you too, Mark.
Triple M and Strutty Fabrecki and the great Midnight Oil there, and read about it. Yes, Triple M presenting Midnight Oil Resist, the new album. Now, the final tour, playing Newcastle Entertainment Centre February 23 next year. Tickets on sale from midday on Wednesday from frontiertouring.com. How good, yeah. Keep it locked on Triple M as we celebrate the Oils, and they still sound so tight and so full of energy. Wow, cannot wait. Wednesday, the tickets go on sale. Go, you good thing. 8:15.
Triple M. Lab birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, time for one last crack at the wheel this week with Marie from Wauchope. G'day, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Ronnie.
That's
how are you?
Good. Have you ever seen the Oils?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how good. You just wonder what Peter... And then look at his age now, too. He just never stops. The shows we saw in Coffs a couple of years ago were just incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Sure, yeah. Sure is. I don't know what he's on, but it must be good. I think he's just high on life. All right, Marie, let's try...
That.
Yeah, let's spin the wheel for $1,000 for 40 winks. What number are we looking for you?
Number 12, thanks, Johnny.
Okay, come on, number 12. Or number 12... Around she goes. And... Ah, oh, Marie. You'll never guess what it's landed on.
Probably 11.
No, number 12. You won $1,000. Yes! Woohoo!
Oh, serious. That's awesome. Thank you.
No worries. Not my money. I'm happy to give it away. Mr. Producer's shaking his head out there. Dark, come on, you got plenty. Marie, congratulations. Thanks to Jerome and the great team at 40 Winks. It's landed on the 12, and sometimes it just sits there and I get a bit nervy, but it just went bang and sat there. Didn't want to move on. Congratulations. $1,000 is yours. How about that for a Friday?
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right. Ash, our promotions manager, will be in touch with you. Marie, congratulations. All the best.
Thanks, Johnny. See ya. Have a good day.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm very happy about that. $1,000 going Marie's way of Warhope. Isn't that fantastic? Now, other birthdays today, I can tell you. I'm not sure how old he is, but John Carrero's birthdaying today. Good on you, John. And I'm sure the family are going to spoil you today, mate. All the best. Now, John, did you know you're sharing your birthday with some very famous Aussies as well, like Dave Hughes, the comedian, Tom Carroll, the surfer, and the great actor Julie McGregor, all born on this day, 26th day of November. Triple M and Strotty for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, where they're giving away the Resch's surfboard this afternoon. Wow. Have a look at it. All you had to do was purchase either a pint or a couple of scooies, and you're in the draw for this afternoon. How good. Yes. 133353, the summer steal. We're days away, only days away from giving that away on the first day of summer, thanks to Bennett Steel. What was our code word this morning? All right? What was our code word this morning? 133353, what was the summer steal code word I let out after seven this morning?
Triple M Summer Steal, brought to you by Bennett Steel. When you're thinking steel, think Bennett Steel.
All right, 133353, the number. You can only enter once. Triple M, good morning. What's the name of the code word?
Long neck.
It is long neck. Well done. What's your name?
Steve Brown.
Hey, Steve. How you going, buddy? Now, you're now in the draw next week on the first day of summer to win this pack, which includes the brand new 8-foot soft deck heritage surfboard, the easy burn fire pit from Bennett Steel, the summer essentials kit. Mate, what about the summer essentials kit you get? Sunscreen, the Triple M cooler bag, the beach umbrella, and an inflatable sloth. Have you ever been to the beach with an inflatable sloth?
Oh, I did have a partner at the
Say that. Hold the line. Where is he going with that? Triple M, good morning. What's the code word?
Long neck.
Long neck is exactly right. Triple M, good morning. What was the code word?
Code word was long neck.
Long neck is exactly right. One lucky last. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Daryl.
Hey, Daryl, what's the code word, champion?
Long neck.
Long neck is right. You're in the draw. More Monday. It is the summer steal thanks to Bennett Steel. Someone's going to win the new surfboard and all the goodies. Cheers. Triple M, listening like thieves. Yeah, that's it for us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. Stand by, Steve Price after nine. If you missed any part of the show, remember, go to the Triple M webpage, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. Stay safe, everybody. Thank you.